Shvi. Kiyim shomar tishmarun, if you will observe, as kol ha-mitzvah zois, this whole mitzvah, asher anochi mitzvah eschem la-soysa, that I am commanding you to do. And Rashi explains the double lashon of shomar tishmarun to mean that you should constantly review your learning in order that you should not forget it. Li'ahavo es Hashem Elokeichem, to love Hashem your God. Leleches b'chol derochav, to go in all his ways, which means that just like he is merciful, so too you shall be merciful. Just like he is goymel chesed, so too you should be goymel chesed. Uladav kavoy, and to attach yourself to Hashem. How does one attach himself to Hashem? By attaching himself to Talmidei Chachamim, Hashem considers it as if you attached yourself to Hashem. And if you will do yours and keep the mitzvahs, Hashem will do his. V'horish Hashem es kol ha-goyim ha-elam milifneichem. Hashem will drive out these nations before you. V'rishtem goyim, and you will chase out nations. G'doylim va'atzumim mikem, who are greater and stronger than you. You are strong, however, these nations are stronger than you, and Hashem will chase them out. Kol ha-mokoyim, in every place, asher tidrech kaf raglechem boy, that the soles of your feet will step in. Lochem yiyeh, this land will be to you. Min ha-midbar, from the midbar in the south, v'halavonoin, going north until the Levonoin, min ha-nahar nahar pros, all the way north until Nahar Pros, because la'osid lavoi, in the times of Mashiach, the northern border will be Nahar Pros, ma'ad hayom ha'achroin, and west until the Mediterranean Sea, yiyagvulchem, will be your borders. Lo'isyatev ish b'fnechem, no man will stand up before you. And Rashi is bothered why the pasuk does not say lo'isyatzvu b'fnechem, they, the nations, will not stand before you. Why does it say ish? Rashi tells us that the word ish comes to teach us that even an ish, even a man of superhuman powers like Oig Melech HaBoshan, will not be able to stand up before you. Pachtechem, your terror, umayra'achem, and your fear, yitin Hashem loikechem, Hashem will give, al pnei kol ha'aretz asher tidrechu vo, on the whole land that you will step on. And Rashi explains the difference between pachad and moira. Pachad is a fear on those that are close by, a sudden fear. And moira is a fear from the distance. People who live far away will be worried and afraid that you are coming. Kasher diber lachem, like Hashem has said already in Parshas Mishpatim, es emosi ashalach lefonecho, that I will send my fear before you. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Shomar Tishmurun, why does it say a double lashon Shomar Tishmurun? Azoras shmiros harbe, the Torah is telling you to watch many times. Lehizor b'talmudai shelo yishtakeach, to be careful about your learning that it should not be forgotten. You should review your learning many times, this way it will not be forgotten. Leleches b'chol derochav, to go in all the ways of Hashem. Hu rachom, he is merciful, va'ato te rachom, and therefore you should be a merciful person. Hu goymel chesed, va'ato gemoyel chasodim, he is goymel chesed, and therefore you too should be goymel chesed. Uledav kaboy, to attach yourself to Hashem. Efter loymerkein, is it possible to attach yourself to Hashem? V'haloy eish oichlahu, the pasuk says about Hashem that he is a consuming fire. Elo hadbeik b'talmidim, you should attach yourself to the students of Torah, uvechachomim, and attach yourself to the chachomim, umale ani olecho, and I will consider it ki'ilu nidbak toboy, as if you attach yourself to Hashem. And the Imri Shefer asks, why did Rashi wait until this pasuk to explain that uledavka boy, to attach yourself to Hashem, means to attach yourself to talmidei chachomim? Why didn't Rashi mention this earlier in Perek Yud pasuk Chaf, where the pasuk says uvoy sidbak, and you should attach yourself to Hashem? Why didn't Rashi explain over there that it means attach yourself to talmidei chachamim? And the Imre Shefer answers that over there I could have explained the words uvoy sidbak to mean that you should attach yourself to Hashem, that just like he is a rachum, you should be a rachum, just like he is a goymel chesed, you too should be goymel chesed. However, when we come to this pasuk, where the pasuk says leleches b'chol derochav, to go in the ways of Hashem, and Rashi explains it to mean mahu rachum afato rachum, mahu goymel chesed afato kein, so therefore we cannot explain uladav kavoy to mean that. Therefore we have to say nupshat uladav kavoy to mean that you should attach yourself to talmidei chachamim. Zok Rashi, v'horish Hashem, and Hashem will drive out. Asisem masha aleichem, you did what is upon you to do by keeping the mitzvahs. Afani esem masha olai, now I will do what is upon me, and I will chase out the nations. V'atzumim mikem, you will chase out nations that are stronger than you. Atem giborim, you are strong. V'hem giborim mikem, however they are stronger than you. She'im loy she'yisrael giborim, if not for the fact that Klal Yisrael is strong, ma ha'shevach ahu she'meshabeach zemorayim loymer v'atzumim mikem. What is the praise that we are saying to the Amori that they are stronger than you? If you are weak, so what's the big deal if they are stronger than you? They are stronger than a weak nation? Elo, rather, atem giborim, you are stronger mishar ha'umois than other nations. The Haim Gibari Mikem, however, they are stronger than you. And that is a Shevach for the Emori, that they are so strong that they are stronger than you, who are stronger than all the other nations. However, Hashem will still chase out the Emori who are so strong. And Rashi earlier, Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph, also says this point on the words Gedolim Va'atzumim Mimeka, that you are strong, however they are stronger. But Rashi there does not add this proof that this is the Pshat by saying, what Shevach is it to the Emori to say that they are stronger than Klal Yisrael if Klal Yisrael are weak? So it must be that Klal Yisrael are strong, but Emori are stronger. This proof is not mentioned over there. Why does Rashi wait to first mention it over here? The Ayin B'Sefer Be'er Heitev, who discusses this diyuk. Zakt Rashi, Lo Yisyasev Ish, no man will stand before you. Ein li ela ish, I only know that a man will not stand before you. Uma, a nation, umishpacha, and a family, the isha, bichshafeha, and a woman with her witchcraft, minayin, how do we know that they will not stand before you? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisyatzev, nobody will stand before you, mikol makom, in any case. Imkain, if so, ma Talmud Lomar ish, why does it say the word ish? Afilu ka'og melech haboshon, even a man of superhuman strength, like Og melech haboshon, will also not be able to stand before you. Pachtechem umayrachem, your terror and your fear will be on all the nations. Vale pachad humayra, isn't pachad and murra the same thing? Ela pachtechem ala krovim, the word pachad is referring to people who are close by. Umayrachem ala rechoikim, and murra is referring to people from a distance. Pachad, which we just said means a pachad from close by, lashon beitois pisoim, a sudden fright. Murra, which means from a distance, lashon daga, it is an expression of a worry, miyamim rabim, from many days. The Ayin also in Rashi, Parshas Bishalach, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Tezayin, on the Pasuk Tipoil Aleihem a Mosov Afachad, where Rashi over there also makes a similar distinction that Ema is a fear from the distance and Pachad is a fear from near. Kasher Dibur Lachem, like Hashem has spoken to you, Vehechon Dibur, where did Hashem say that the nations will fear you? Es Emosi Ashalach Lefanecho, the Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, my fear I will send before you.